Welcome back around the fire with the traveling troupe of entirely the right sort of podcast, a podcast that has been resting for some time, needed to clear the wells, as this is a one-person podcast, which you know if you have been here a while. And if you're new, looking for some new King Killer content, welcome back. This is a podcast where I explore the characters of KKC one at a time, or sometimes a couple at a time, just talking about who they are, some theories we have about them, and some questions we have about them. And I'm going to get the podcast going. I am hoping to get back into the habit of posting new episodes beginning in the end of this year, rolling into 2024, hopefully with some new content, because I miss this project. I miss talking with fans, even if social media, we'll get into that a little bit later. I'm kind of looking for a new base on social media because Twitter is just, I mean, it's not even called that anymore. I'll probably always call it Twitter, but I just am not as attached there anymore. So we'll get into that. But this is sort of an interlude, sort of a catch-up, some housekeepings. I have some thank yous, and then I have a little something fun later. We'll tease that. So we're going to get into it. I'm the host. My name is RJ. That stands for Rowdy Jamboree. So as we're getting the podcast started, it's been like almost 10 months since I've put something out and kind of went on hiatus. So I'm planning to pick right back up with I started with profiles of the main character, not the main characters, but significant characters in King Killer. I focused on the women first, and this season I'm doing the male characters. There are more of them. So we'll get to some tertiary characters and some other stuff as well. But I'm planning to keep this podcast going. I'm not done. And I think it's time to just kind of dust things off and just get myself to record and go do it. So thank you all of you for your patience from Rowdy Jamboree. So here's some housekeeping notes. Depending on where you receive this podcast, listen to it, you might have seen some changes, because when I started this, 3.5 years ago, it was with Anchor.fm. That has morphed into the Spotify conglomerate. So if you notice any changes, please let me know. I don't do ads, so I don't think it will affect the show very much, but it did at least add a feedback button to the pod on Spotify. And on the old Anchor site, I saw there was like a feature where people can leave voice messages. So if you want to leave any feedback, please do. I noticed that on some other podcasts on Spotify. So since TweetDeck, I used to use TweetDeck for my personal account, my work account, this podcast, and any other random Twitters I have for sports or for memes. It's no longer free, and I'm not giving Elon and his whatever any more money. Twitter keeps making it harder for me to run multiple accounts, and since I deleted the app, I'm just not on there. I do still post sometimes on Twitter for those other podcasts I follow and just kind of some random thoughts, but I'm thinking of other ways to have a fan community as we're getting back to this. I don't really know what the right answer is or what the best way is to do that. I might start an Instagram account for the pod, because I think that's pretty easy for people to see, even if they don't have an account. Mark Zuckerberg already has his hands in me pretty good. So, and I already have a Facebook account for the pod anyway. I will say you can find me on the Discord channels of Page of the Wind, which wrapped up its incredible many year run reading all the books. I'm in there, and I'm in the Tales from the Waystone one every now and then, talking to other fans and basking in the presence of my fellow hosts, who I think put out a superior product to me. I also am in a D&D group with some fellow King Killer fans. So special hello to them, my fellow adventurers, Forever Vin, Patrick, not Rothfuss, John from Ventus, and of course our DM, Magically John. Now, as far as written communication, a bit more formal than Discord, I have been on the Ko-Fi lately, trying to blog there a bit more as I figure out the best route to take. And I, of course, thank you always to the fine folks who have tipped the podcast on Ko-Fi, Kevin, Jim, and Amanda, for boosting my coffers and helping keep the rain off my head. So as I'm starting to get going again, I welcome any letters or any theories. You can reach me by email, as listener Greg does from time to time. Hello, Greg. Listener and patron Jim also writes in, and I suggested a book to him a couple months ago. Since I don't have ads or a Patreon, the best way you can really support the pod is just to rate and review it and to support it when it comes out. I know that that rating is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Spread the word to your King Killer friends and fellow fans. Send me a tip electronically on Ko-Fi. You know, this podcast is not how I make my living, and there's not really many costs associated with it. But I am, you know, just throwing that out there if you have a lot of extra money. So I am still on hiatus, but I wanted to do something fun and hoping that the creative wells are going to be ready to get back to the start I gave myself of getting this podcast back off the ground at the end of this year, the beginning of next. We were over 10,000 plays, 10,000 downloads all time, which for a small podcast that doesn't really update that much, and I haven't been super aggressive with trying to market it, especially recently, that's so cool to me. Whether it's someone who checked out one episode or part of an episode, or those of you I know who might be listening to it multiple times, which is really fun to me. I listen to other podcasts multiple times, so the fact that someone comes back to mine is really cool to me, and I appreciate that. Over 10,000 plays. So that is, that's awesome. Thank you. So as I'm, again, I keep saying this, as I'm preparing to come back, I was looking, I went back through all of the other, you know, 40 some episodes, I think, and tried to find each time I said that RJ stands for something and wrote it down to see how kind of original and I'm being, and also so I can continue to keep them fresh. I need to check back on a few emails and messages to make sure, because I know I have some suggestions from friends and fellow KKC podcast fans, and I'm taking suggestions, letters, questions, theories via email, etrsop@gmail.com. So I actually didn't have an RJ abbreviation for the first couple of episodes, and I'm just going to go ahead and run them down. There's about 24 here, some of them better than others, most of them made up by me, but there are a few that people have sent in, and I'll note that. I also have one written down that Greg sent in. Thank you, Greg, for your contributions. And if you want to come up with some, throw them my way. Clear, this podcast is going at the speed of molasses in wintertime this year, but I'm not planning on stopping. So please send them in, and hopefully that it'll make it to air, and hopefully I remember to give you credit. If you've been with this podcast for a long time, you know that as a perfectionist, but also a procrastinator who really just can't get things done, this podcast comes out at its own pattern and time. And sometimes I probably forget to do things that I said I'd do. But if you send me in an abbreviation for my own initials that I think is great, I might put it on the podcast. So let's get to it. Starting off with Mola, a very topical one for the Mola episode, which was my first time I started trying to trick you guys into thinking I was gonna, you know, give up a little little more personal information about myself. First one was Raylar Junpui. Second one, also topical. Really a jackass, obviously. you know what? I can be a jackass sometimes. And, you know, a lot of us can be, and we just have to try to be the opposite of that, which is a nice person, a kind person. Anyway, wow. The difference between nice and kind could be the next RJ, rhetorical justification. You could make a rhetorical, maybe, justification for why it would be better to be kind than to be nice. I could just be blowing smoke out of my ass. Number eight, something I like to do thinking about my followers and my listeners, ruminating joyfully. Roast beef au jus is the next one. I don't know. Did I say number eight for that? That was so silly. It wasn't the eighth one because I skipped a few. After the roast beef, righteous justice, then rogue Jedi, then, and I'm kind of proud of this one, Rumpelstiltskin's jockstrap. I'm pretty sure I giggled to myself. I had a little chuckle, a little tee at that. After that was Rastafarian Jive, which one of my friends in high school, her dad made that up as one of the other things to call me other than RJ. So this is kind of, you know, this kind of line of joke of what RJ stands for has been going on for a while. So thank you, Mr. S. Then raisin juice, kind of, you know, that one, you know, anything juice, you know, I was probably struggling a little bit. Because, you know, that's just pretty, like, I could have done X number of things with juice. So I must have been really struggling with that one. Robot jobs. Need I say more? Raspberry Jurey. My apologies to Prince Nelson. May he rest in peace. I think his last name was Nelson. Red Jet Redemption, which I like. Regional Jet, another kind of straight down the middle one. Raccoon Jewelry, a good one. Robert Downey Jr., fun. Rammer Jammer, I guess for all my Alabama fans out there, you know, good for you. Roasted Jackfruit, and also on the back of that, Roasted Jalapenos. So I was thinking of, you know, getting my fruits and vegetables and not having scurvy. Really Juicy is a good one. Rehydrated Jerky. Retired Jorts. Someone might have sent that in. Righteous Joy Spreader. Amanda sent that one in. Raggedy Jalapenos from my friend Jess. Ragtag Jumble. Rule the Jungle. Go Bengals. Resplendent Jewelry. Reliable Japes. Did someone send that in? I need to be better at... See, I need to... Oh my gosh. Roll for Genitiative, which, you know. And then Rowdy Jamboree. So that's a fun little ramble. All right. Hope you all enjoy that. So, with that list of all my true names revealed, I'm going to get back to it. But just wanted to check in before I get things going again here soon and say that I hope everyone is out there doing well. Oh, my God. It's like a week and a half until Narrow Road comes out. I am not going to rush to do something for ETRSOP. With that, I'm going to kind of stay focused on what I have going on, but if there's anything going on, any Narrow Road discussion that I'm a part of, I will let you all know. And that's all I'm going to say about that. All right. Until we meet again, may all your stories be glad ones and your roads be smooth and short. Next time you hear from me, should be getting right back into the swing of things. So thank you for your patience. Yeah, enjoy the holiday season. Enjoy the fall. Hope everyone is staying cozy. Bye.